Welcome to the Afyam Yerushalmi. We're holding the Morikaton Daf Yotches in the Oizva Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Hei, starting at Amud Aleph, 13 lines from the top of the Amud at the two dots. Says Moratani, Eilu Dvarim She'ovil Osur Behem Kol Shiva. The following things an Ovil cannot do during the Shivas Yemei Avelos. Berechitza is not to take a shower. Besicho is not to anoint himself. Pinilas Asanel can't wear shoes. Uvetash Shamito, he can't have marital relations. Milasaper, he can't take a haircut. Umilichabes, he can't do laundry. Milikris Batoiri, he can't read the Torah. Umilishnois Medrish, can't learn Medrish. Halochos, learn Halochos. Vahagodos, learn Hagodos. Mishilas Shalom, he can't say hello to somebody else. Umilasois Melochon, he can't work. Says the Mantana Ovil also brichitza kol shiva. Who's the Mandorma that says that Ovil cannot have a shower during shiva? Rav Noson, that she deserves Noson. Ravami Avili Udo, Iyad Avilus, Shol Rav Chia Barbo, he has Rav Chia Barbo what to do, for Ovil kol shiva, Rav Noson, he passed Rav Noson, that he can take a shower. Rav Yisi Avili Udo, Sholach Lei Rav Bo Bar Koin. So Rav Yisi had a story, he asked Rav Bo Bar Koin what to do. Omer Lei, Vilo Yichin Alfon Rebbe, didn't our Rebbe teach the following? What is it? Ravami Avali Uvdo. The Ravami had a story, had a Avilus. Vishal Lev Shimon Lokish. For your lay, Kul Shiva Kavanasim. Ravami, when he had an Avilus, he had a question, and he got upset. He asked to do Shevet 7 days without showering. Now, before we mention, the Ravami asked the question to Rav Chia Barbo. And now he said the Ravami asked the question to Shimon Lokish. Some have the gears over here, the more he asked the question. Meaning, who is the one who said that, who had the story? Maybe there was two stories. Meaning, Rav Ami asked the question twice. One story is quoted, and we quoting in the story of Shimon Lakish. For you mean another rayo, they have to have 7 days of rechitzo. Rav Chama avuidi Rav Shayo, Rav Chama, who was the father of Shayo, Havel Yehuda is sitting at Avelus, Sholer Rabbonin, he asked Rabbonin to be asked, and he said all 7 days is also by rechitzo. Rabbi Yisibai, Haydin Rabbonin. Which Rabbonin did he ask? Rabbonin de Hachad, Rabbonin here in the Galil, or Rabbonin Midroim, or the Rabbonin that are in the south of Eretz Yisrael? In the Rabbanan de Ocho Nicha, if you ask Rabbanan over here, I understand. In the Rabbanan de Reim, he asked Rabbanan in the south, Revivayo Kamoyev, who Shaila Zeirayo, he asked the more Choshev Rabbanan here in the Galil. Why does he go to the south? In the Rabbanan de Ocho Nicha, in the Rabbanan de Reimo, another question. If it's the Rabbanan here, I understand. But if it's the Rabbanan in the south, Sagmo says, Inun Shayon Vinun Asirin, we find that they said that you do not also bear Chitzo. The Tani, we learn the Braiso. Mokum Shinoa Guliuchurz Achar Mito Machitzim. Whoever has the minute to do Rechitzo after the Kvuro, so you allow to do Rechitzo, Uvador Machitzim. In the south, the minute is to do Rechitzo. So how could it be the Rabbanon of the south said not to do Rechitzo? So he made us another Rayo that he asked the Rabbanon over here in the Golod. What would be the reason for the one who says that he could do Rechitzo? Because he holds it's like a Achil of Ishtiyo. The same way that Ovil can eat and drink, he can also bathe. Says Ma'adod Atom Omar, this whole discussion is Bechitza Shishil Tainuk. It's only Bechitza you do for pleasure, that's why you have a Machlekes. A Bechitza Shein Shil Tainuk, everybody agrees that's Mutter. Shuam Bar Abo Olubo Boi Chatotim. He had some blisters. Also, Shalom Rabbi Yosef Ma'odi Yisrei. They asked Rabbi Yosef, can he go? Can he bathe? Because he needs it for his blisters. Omulon Ve'i Loi Sochi Maiso. If he does, he won't do it, he will die. In Kenya, feel Tishuv. In Kenya, feel Yom Kippur. I mean, will you want to bathe in Tishuv of Yom Kippur? I mean, you can survive without it. So, if so, so you may have ills, you survive without it. Beisvah Chanina Ruoy So Toivel Yisam went to the mikvah. In Le Kiruyo Loyadin. We don't know if he went because he had carry and he had to become tahor. Fin Laaker Gufo, he went to cool himself. Shein Rechitza Soini Rechitzo. Because bathing in cold water is not considered to be rechitza, lo yadni. We don't know what was the reason he was toivel himself. Hoyri Abba Bar Koyen, the Gersa Rav Chaim is, ke hin tanyo. Like this braiso that says, the rechitza that's not tanyug is mutter. Continuous the one of Chesam on base, Hoyri Rav Acho, bevo min haderech, someone's coming from the wave, Hoyri Aglov, keoyis olov, his feet are hurting him, shemutu lechitza v'mayim, he can put his feet into water. Tani ovel u minude. Ovel is supposed to be without shoes, or Menude, who is in a Nidui, Shumahalchim Baderech, or they're going in the way, Mutarim Benil is a sandal, because it's too hard, too difficult to go barefoot in the way. Once they come to the city, they should be choylitz, they are shoes. V'chem b'tishua v'chem b'tanit tzibur, sitting in tishua v'tanit tzibur, when you're not allowed to wear shoes. Place wherein they do ask b'shalom aveilim, even though there's no shilas shalom b'aveilus, but they do it on Shabbos, so you could do it. That's the minig of the south. Rabbi Shari Rabbo also lechad osar. He went to this place. He saw the aveilim in Shabbos. The shalom, and he asked. He did shilas shalom for them. I don't know what is the minhag in this place. I'm telling you, shalom based on my minhag. Barizu Bar Chalavta said to the people in Tzipoyri, their mayor is Odom Godol, Odom Kodosh, Odom Tzenua. He's Godol, he's Kodosh, he's a Tzenua, and give him big, a lot of praises. Chadzman, Chama Vilay B'Shuta. One time a mayor saw Avilim and Shabdo, Vishalabon, and he said Shalom Aleichem to them. Omulei Rebbe, Hanu Deatmati Shavchei? This is the one you gave him a Shvach? Omulei Ma'ovad, why are you asking him? Did he do something wrong? Omulei Choma Avilay B'Shuta Vishalabon. He saw the Avilim and Shabbos, and he told him Shalom Aleichem. You want to know what is his power? He wanted to teach you a lesson. There's no avilus in Shabbos. So birkas Shabbos. So it's the beginning of the pasuk that the bracha of Hashem gives you ashirus. Etzev imo zo avilus. Etzev refers to avilus. The melech had avilus on his son. So it means there's no atzvus, there's no avilus on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Shmuel Omar that on Shabbos, pochas choivo. You must remove the pochas. Not sar, it's not choivo, it's if you want to. What is pochas? Pochas is Rosh Hatevis, Prius Roish, meaning the Avil has to reveal his face. Chaziras Kera, he has to take away the Kera, the tear that he has in his claw, into the back. Skiva Samito, and bring the bed. See, the minig was the bed to put it down, so he has to bring back the bed. All this is choiva because it's very clear to everybody that this is because of avelus. So it's avelus b'feresio. Nihil a sandal, wearing shoes, tash shamito, or rechitzo, or bathing is rishus. Because this, nobody knows if he's an avel or not. Many people don't wear shoes. Tash shamito, nobody knows what happens b'chate chajorim. And rechitzo, nobody knows if he took a shower already or not. Chat talmi min shmuel shimish mitosei. So it's a Talmud of Shmuel, listen to this, and he did Tash Shemitah, he says it's Rishos. Shoma Shmuel v'yipid aloi v'mis. Shmuel heard about it, he had Kpeido, and he died. So even though it's Rishos, he says you should still not have Tash Shemitah on Shabbos, Tovim Shemitzinov is an Ovil. Omer la'aloch yisamores, diyamu l'maise. It's the Ikar aloch, it tells you what to do, but now that you should do it l'maise. Rav Omar, chaz choivo, pan Rishos. There's two that are choiva and two that are rishus. Chazir is kera, turning back the kera, v'skiva samito, that's choiva. That he has to do. But Prius Roish revealing his head. Nihil is a sandal, putting on shoes. Rishus, that's a rishus. I mean, Ravel, that you could cover your head, because people do cover their head. That you probably explains, as Reb Chaim brings, that there's machlekes Rav and Shmuel, how much an oval has to cover his head. Shmuel holds has to be katifis Ishmaelim, completely covering the head in a way like Ishmaelim do. So therefore, it's very clear he's doing for avails. Rav holds, you just have to put like a hat on the head. So it's not so clear he's doing for avails, therefore he can continue doing if he wants to. Same with trained by Noi the Rebbe, the two sons of Rebbe, Nafkun, on Shabbos. Chad Reish Shemigali, one revealed his head, Vishlech Sandaloi, he had no shoes. The Chad Reish Shemichasi, one had his head covered, Vilavash Sandaloi, but he did have shoes. I mean, you have to do only one thing to show there's no avelus, and then that's enough. Avirinu saw the gabei Rav Gurion, not for the gabei lovish sandaloi. So Avirinu went in front of Rav Gurion with his shoes. Homole ma'at sovar delfir uvdominoch. He says, why are you wearing your shoes? Because you think people are going to learn from you to be noig avelus on Shabbos. Le'alfir uvdomin by nash zayir. Nobody's going to learn from you. You're not such a great person. People should learn from you. So you could go without shoes. It's not avelus b'faresio, and nobody's going to learn from you. Here's the Gemara quotes what we said in this Braiso, that he's not allowed to, Milikris Pator, he's not allowed to read Torah. It says by Eir, when he's in Ovil, nobody's told him a thing. What is Dover? I feel Dover shall Torah, meaning they didn't speak to him Torah. Omul Shirman Lakish, Kul Garmilu Tanu Lavamais. The dead himself, he would learn Torah, he would not die. So of course the Ovil should be able to learn Torah. My kedoyim. So how will you explain the pasuk by Iyov? Kedom Avidu Rapaz B'Shem Avi Yochanan. He says, they didn't know what to start talking with him about. In begufoy, the fact that he got hurt in his body, he had boils all over his body, Yoriv. In be'amoyner, that he lost all his money. In be'nefesh b'nev of noisov, that he lost his children. So that's what it means. They didn't know to say a thing. They didn't know what to start with. And from here, the Bavli learns that the Havel is the one who's supposed to start talking. Now the Gemara is going back to what he said, that if you learn Torah, so that prevents death. The Gemara says, "Chal Talmid min derav Rav Chizdo Ivish." There was a Talmid Rav Chizdo that became sick. Sholach le'trained Talmidim the Yisnunimis. He sent two Talmidim to learn with him. So when they're going to learn, he's not going to die. His Avid Kamoyin Kemin Chivi. So the Malachamovis appeared in front of them like a snake. The second they stopped learning because they saw the snake, they got scared. V'domach, and then he was able to take his neshama and he died. Chal Talmid min derav Pedayo Ivish. Similarly, a Talmid of Rav Pedayo became sick. So he sent him to Talmidim to learn with him. So the Malchamovis appeared in front of them like a star. It distracted them. And then this Talmid died. Continues the Gemara and says, even though he's not learning Torah, he can learn something he's not used to. A part of Torah that he's not used to. Yosef was in Avelus. He sent him to learn with him. We don't know if because he held you could learn Torah, or we're holding that you test him with Aleph, or because he sent him to learn with him, a part of Torah that he was not used to learning. So, if you have Yosef, Loy Rogel, does Yosef have any part of Torah that he's not used to learning? Like these things are one and the Barnash Mishel Behoin. The people asked him and they did not have answers. That's because they'd be Loy Rogel, because it's a question with no answers. Rav Yisrael Petrus was the first father of Shur B'Levi. I mean, Shur B'Levi had two wives. So the father of his first wife, Havel Yehudu, he had an Avelus. Shalach Ibar Kappa, Jay Talmidim, the Eastern Yimei. So Kappa sent him to Talmidim to learn with him. In the Shari Lo Yadin, I know if he, because he holds, you could learn in the time of Avelus. V'Mishun Shari Lo Tachara Torah Lo Yadin. Or because he was so connected to Torah that he couldn't stop learning. V'Tani Ken, as we find in Brisa this way, Imaya Lo Tachara Torah Mutar. Someone who's so connected to Torah that he can't stop learning for a moment, he can learn Torah even doing his Avelus. Lod means he has the cheshek of Torah. He's so connected and needs the Torah so much that he can't stop for a moment. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Moed Katan Daf Yud Ches.